Rhian Morris started her campaign, Pavement Promise, in July 2019. This week, Rhian received some interesting news from the Senedd. I spoke with Rhian, who began by telling me why she started the Pavement Promise campaign.
Our campaign is called Pavement Promise. It's to stop people from parking on the pavements, as myself and my son are both visually impaired, and it's very difficult for us and others. To start off the campaign, it was because I was taking Harley to school, my son. I only get to do it twice a week because I work. And every morning, there are cars parked on the pavement on the drop curbs where we've both been taught to cross safely. We've had a lot of backlash and abuse, and if we try to explain to the people that they shouldn't park there, how difficult it can be because their time seems to be more important. So that I put a post on Facebook regarding it, and it was quite amazing the response I got back. So it kind of prompted us then to go ahead and try and do something to stop it. We only live a couple of minutes away from the school as well, so it should be an easy task, and it should be an enjoyable task for me to take him to school, but it makes me anxious taking him because I know that there's going to be an issue, and it's quite sad really. So he put the post up and I got such a reaction, and then I spoke to a few people. I went on then to create the petition for the Welsh Assembly, and we had a lot of backing. And we opened a group up on Facebook, and I've had people from all over Wales, England, Scotland joining in this because it's been an issue everywhere. The RNIB have been backing us. The guide dogs and Living Streets have had input with us as well. Just been pushing forward and trying to make as much awareness of it as possible because a lot of people didn't understand, and we've gained a bit more backing now because people have realised how difficult it can be. And now hopefully things are going to be improving. So the latest development is that the task force that was put together by the Transport Minister are planning with local councils to give out fines from July 2022 for people who are parking irresponsibly on the pavement. I'm very happy about it, that obviously they're taking it serious and we're having a step forward now. I'm a little bit apprehensive if it's going to be enforced and manned. So we'll be obviously ensuring we keep on it and keep pushing forward for it to be dealt with. I will be looking into how they're going to enforce it, and hopefully it is going to work out.
2022, that's a long way off. You've got 2 years to wait. So how old will Harley be? Will it have any effect on his day-to-day life? And yours, obviously.
Harley is going to be 10 then. He is going to obviously be preparing to go to comprehensive, which is a big step, and obviously he may be needing to go to school with his friends then rather than having me look after him. I would have liked it to be before that so I knew he was safe going to school. It's going to be a new thing for everybody, so some people may still not abide by it. So I want to ensure that as many people are aware of the issue. So I am going to keep campaigning just to raise awareness as well as campaigning for it to stop, because people don't understand, a lot of people, the impact they are having. So if we get the word out there, I'm hoping we could have a more positive outlook on it.
You don't know how it's going to be enforced. Has the Pavement Parking Task Force said anything in their report?
It's just going to be dealt with by local councils, is all that I've been informed of so far. I'm not sure how they intend to enforce it, but I will be looking into it and getting as many answers as I can, to be honest, because I want to make sure it is done in the correct way, and I want to know how people can report if they need to and how quickly it will be dealt with if there is an issue, because outside the schools is a big thing for us. In our local area, there is meant to be a car that goes around, but I've never actually seen this car. With other schools, I've been told they haven't either, so we need to make sure it is being dealt with or it's not going to improve. During lockdown, to start with, when there was a lot of people out of work, people were actually parking where they should be in their drives and correctly on the road. But since things have got busier again, it's gone back to normal. And with the school, it's the same. I've had a few chats with people who are parking where they shouldn't be, and it's been a mixed response from people, mainly not so good. So I am hoping it's going to improve, because I just want him to have the independence and other people, because some people don't have that luxury of driving, so they shouldn't be any different to anyone else. They should have the equal opportunity of being able to walk around their community. I am very pleased that they are taking it seriously and they are taking steps to help improve it. I just need to know that those steps are going to be ones that are actually going to work for us.
Cautious optimism from Rhian Morris, founder of Pavement Promise. To find out more, visit Pavement Promise on Facebook.